KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Duke and Kentucky, two of college basketball's premier programs, which have won 11 national titles, tangled in a rare November matchup at the Georgia Dome. Both teams hope to return there next spring when that arena hosts the Final Four. On this night, the ninth-ranked Blue Devils beat the third-ranked Kentucky Wildcats 75-68 behind Seth Curry's 23 points. The Blue Devils ripped off a 13-3 run capped by Rashad Suleiman's three-pointer that made it 58-44 with 9.5 minutes left. Kentucky outscored Duke 17-6 over the next 6 minutes to get within three, but Duke hung on to win the first meeting of those storied teams since 2001. Elsewhere in top 25 play, Michigan State's basketball team opened the season traveling to Germany only to lose to an unranked Connecticut team. Tom Izzo's team opened its stateside schedule by upsetting 7th-ranked Kansas 67-64. Keith Appling scored 19 points for the 21st-ranked Spartans, while freshman Gary Harris added 18. Tim Hardaway Jr. had 17 points and 6 rebounds as number 5 Michigan advanced to the semifinals of the NIT season tip-off with a 77-47 win over Cleveland State. The 13th-ranked UCLA Bruins nipped UC Irvine 80-79 in overtime. Jordan Adams came off the bench with 26 points for the Bruins, including 16 of 16 from the free-throw line. Number 14 Missouri clocked Alcorn State 91-54. Phil Pressey led four Tigers in double figures with 21 points. Shabazz Napier scored 13 points, and freshman Omar Calhoun added a dozen as number 23 Connecticut posts a 67-49 win over Vermont. Sean Kilpatrick scored 13 of his 20 points in the second half, leading the 24th-ranked Bearcats to a 102-60 win over Mississippi Valley State. And Jamal Franklin scored 19 of his 28 points in the first half and had a dozen rebounds as number 25 San Diego State bounced back from a 13-point loss to number 8 Syracuse by routing San Diego Christian 91-57 in their home opener. In the NBA last night, it was New York over Orlando 99-89. Toronto beat Indiana 74-72. Charlotte got by Washington 92-76. Brooklyn outscored Cleveland 114-101. Portland downing Sacramento 103-86. And it was San Antonio edging by the LA Lakers 84-82. Iowa isn't giving up on Kirk Ferentz despite a third straight season of diminishing results. The Hawkeyes simply have to hope that the well-respected coach, who has twice revived the program, has another turnaround in him. Iowa is on course for its worst season since 2000 when they went 3-9. The Hawkeyes have lost four games in a row and will need to beat Michigan and Nebraska to qualify for a bowl game. Ferentz says the key for the Hawkeyes is simply to focus on Saturday's game at Michigan. We'll have that game for you live here on KJAN. 11:05 kickoff, 9 o'clock is pregame. Coach Ferentz says an athletics department official who resigned after being accused of sexually harassing athletes has stopped working with his players. Ferentz told reporters on Tuesday that Peter Gray worked with the football team in the past, but it's been a while, a significant while. He did not elaborate on when Gray stopped counseling his players or why that came about. Gray resigned last week after a decade at the athletics department, where he was in charge of monitoring the academic progression of all student athletes. An internal report released to the Iowa City Press-Citizen found that Gray violated the university's sexual harassment policy through improper behavior that included rubbing, massaging, and hugging students. UI President Sally Mason said Tuesday that she's launched a review of that matter. Well, Kansas City Chiefs coach Romeo Crennel says he plans to speak to his team about discipline issues that cropped up during Monday night's loss at Pittsburgh, including an instance in which Kansas City was flagged for a group celebration. Crennel says he isn't sure where the celebrations come from, but acknowledged that with the record we have, they can't afford to be dancing. The overtime loss to Pittsburgh dropped Kansas City to 1-8. Crennel said wide receiver John Baldwin will be evaluated for a head and neck injury today, while defensive tackle Dontari Poe has a knee injury, and offensive guard John Asamoah has a hand injury that the Chiefs will monitor. Crennel also says he hasn't decided on a starting quarterback for next week's game against Cincinnati because Brady Quinn hasn't been cleared to play following his concussion. Pittsburgh quarterback Ben Roethlisberger has a sprained right shoulder, and he left Heinz Field with his arm in a sling. His status for Sunday's showdown with AFC North rival Baltimore is still uncertain. He was hurt Monday night in their overtime win over Kansas City. Veteran backup Byron Leftwich filled in. Tomlin said safety Troy Polamalu remains doubtful with a right calf injury. Polamalu hasn't played since a win over Philadelphia on October 7th. Also in the NFL, the Atlanta Falcons placed tight end Tommy Gallarda on injured reserve and signed wide receiver Tim Tune and tight end Chase Kaufman to their active roster. That move comes a day after Atlanta released defensive end Ray Edwards. Tampa Bay linebacker Quincy Black will miss the remainder of the season. He injured his neck making a tackle. Also with Jay Cutler's status uncertain, the Chicago Bears have signed veteran backup quarterback Josh McCown. Well, a fire sale seems to be going on with the last place Miami Marlins. A person familiar with the deal says the Marlins have undergone another payroll purge as they traded shortstop Jose Reyes, left-handed pitcher Mark Burley, and right-handed pitcher Josh Johnson, along with several others, to the Toronto Blue Jays as part of a blockbuster deal. That person confirmed the trade to the Associated Press on the condition that he remain anonymous because the teams weren't officially commenting. That person said the trade sent shortstop Yunel Escobar and several of the Blue Jays' top prospects to the Marlins. That stunning agreement came less than a year after the Marlins added Reyes, Burley, and closer Heath Bell in an uncharacteristic $191 million spending spree as they moved into a new ballpark. The binge raised high hopes, but the Marlins instead finished last in the National League East. The Chicago Cubs have agreed to a one-year contract with former Minnesota Twins pitcher Scott Baker. That guarantees him $5.5 million next season. He underwent Tommy John ligament replacement surgery April 17th, and he missed last season after being limited to 23 appearances in 2011. Davey Johnson of the Washington Nationals is the baseball writer's choice as National League Manager of the Year. Johnson, who turned 70 in January, led the Nats to their first NL East title in a Major League best 98 wins. The American League honor goes to Oakland's Bob Melvin, who edged out Baltimore's Buck Showalter. Melvin led the club with the lowest payroll to 94 wins and an American League West Division championship. For both men, it's the second time that they've been named as the Manager of the Year. The St. Louis Cardinals have released veteran reliever Kyle McClellan, a St. Louis County native who spent five seasons with the team. McClellan appeared in just 16 games in 2012 because of elbow and shoulder problems. He was 0-1 with a 5.3 earned run average. The Cardinals also announced Tuesday the signing of catcher Rob Johnson to a minor league contract. Johnson is a career 201 hitter. He hit 250 in 17 games with the Mets in 2012. McClellan is 19-23 with a 3.69 earned run average in the majors. The right-hander started 17 games in 2011 when he was 12-7 with a 4.19 earned run average, but arm fatigue set in late that season, and he pitched just one-third of an inning during the postseason run on their way to a World Series title. NASCAR has fined Brad Keselowski $25,000 for tweeting during the red flag in Sunday's Sprint Cup race at Phoenix. NASCAR spokesman Kerry Tharp said drivers had been told after the Daytona 500 that electronic devices could not be carried in their cars, and that included cell phones. And four-time World Cup overall champ Lindsey Vonn remains hospitalized in Colorado with severe intestinal pain that's been affecting her for the past 2 weeks. Vonn's ski technician, Heinz Hammerly, tells the AP that Vonn told him that she feels she has pain all over her body and that her bones are hurting. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.